If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
I don't know where you are, but boy, this cold is just a little tough to bear with the wind. But we're here. Hopefully, most of our listening audience is healthy, and we just keep going every day in spite of what you're hearing in the news. The good news, the bad news, and the ugly news. And there's certainly plenty in the ugly category. And as the witch hunt Donald Trump continues, and all the great pundits out there talking about how the loss of Roy Moore will lead to the downfall of the Republican Party and of Donald Trump. I seriously doubt it. And the Republican Party is a mess to begin with. It was a mess when they got elected, and I'm not sure I believe all the hype in the I don't think I believe all the hype in the media about this being a Democrat controlled a Senate next time around. God forbid if it is. Trump's power has been limited now, and he's got full support. And I put that in parentheses of House and Senate, and then you've got people like Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, who I still believe are sabotaging his entire election. And I don't think all of this could be done without their assistance, whether it's passive or whether it's active. I think it's an absolute reality out there. The loss of Ray Moore is being held up. I mean, it's just been held up as a great victory. CNN, MSNBC are partying. I mean, it's disgraceful. It's disgraceful because they're posing under the cloak of being an unbiased journalistic organization, each one of them. And the deep state is obviously in control of this country. And I think that event will provide the fuel for them to continue on. I'm getting, in spite of nothing really substantial happening outside of Paul Manafort and Mike Flynn, General Mike Flynn, people are starting to think, well, nothing's going to happen regarding Trump. It's just not going to happen. And in the Russian probe or an investigation that is looking under the microscope here to make sure that Trump gets indicted for something. Now, I said it would be tax returns. They're going to find a way to unmask those tax returns. I mean, it's foolishness. It's insulting. And yet it still controls this country, this kind of behavior, this Joy Behar behavior. I don't want to give Joy Behar too much credit, even by mentioning her name. I mean, they're just scores and hundreds of other people who jump on this idiot bandwagon, and it's really frustrating. But the other thing is, and there are certain people out there who think that there will be some finding that will happen on Trump regarding the Russian collaboration, even though it's been a year now and nothing has happened. And this could lead to Trump's fall unjustifiably. And then people who are looking at this economy and saying, hey, look, I'm benefiting. Hey, look at the market yesterday. And hey, have you looked at your stocks recently, folks? Now, why talk about that? It's definitely Trumpian led, but it's obvious. In spite of everything good, and I've listed this every single day, Trump is going one by one. More accomplishments. As a matter of fact, it just came out yesterday that the regulations, he said for every one he added, he would cut two. He's been cutting more than two. There's a lot going on behind the scenes that you'll never, ever know from the media. Now, I've been the first one, one of the first ones on here to bash Jeff Sessions and being really puzzled. I'm still puzzled. It doesn't change about his lack of intervention and what will happen in the Mueller investigation. I mean, 17 out of the 18 people on that investigative committee are all big Hillary and Obama supporters. And you're going to tell me that this was random? Bob Mueller is part of the deep state. I'll debate anyone on it, but he's part of the deep state. And the theory is that Mueller will indict Trump on something. And there's a lot of thought led by Roger Stone, Trump's big supporter, who's written positive books about him. And it's like he said, the only people who don't seem to know it are Ty Cobb, John Dowd, and the president. And it's frightening to think that you turn the other cheek, you get consumed with power or confidence in your own ability to solve problems, that you fail to look at what the reality is about what's going on. And I'm afraid to be reading headlines like The Downfall of Donald Trump. And I don't know how much, you know, as gutsy and as tough and as fanatical as Trump is about certain things, I don't know how he's going to overcome this. So you've got me as one of those who says, tell me the crime Trump has committed. Nobody can come up with anything. And tell me the crimes committed by Peter Strzok, that whole group led, of course, by Barack Obama and George Soros. And it becomes an entirely different story. Now, what should Trump do or what should he do? I think he should keep moving forward. I think he should pretty much stay out of the news with quotes. Everything, I mean, the terrorist attack, the Roy Moore loss, it's all being blamed on Donald Trump. And now we saw you see another move that was made yesterday. And I don't know if you're, I've used to watch some of the Apprentice shows. I thought they were pretty good. One of the Apprentice appearances was by Omarosa Mangigault, and she is being escorted out of the White House. She said she saw uncomfortable things in the White House, and they pulled her out as she was trying to, could you believe this, on her own? She tried to enter Donald Trump's residence, and the alarms went off. She felt uncomfortable a lot. And she denied reports that she was dragged from the White House after meeting Chief of Staff John Kelly, but did admit that there were many things that she observed the Director of Communications left her deeply emotional. And I don't know where she's going with this. And it's part of the sabotage. I mean, I just have to be, but I am not applauding or supporting unethical, fraudulent, or criminal behavior. Everybody goes through it, and that's a great target for people to use, but they don't. There's no proof. She said she saw a lot of things last year that she was unhappy with and very uncomfortable, And obviously, she's really upset about being thrown out. I mean, you just can't walk into the president's residence. She's obviously a very arrogant person. So she can't expand upon it because she has to work with other people. I mean, to me, it's just another effort of collusion. But she is the only African-American woman in the White House as a senior staff and assistant to the president. She says she's seen things that made her very uncomfortable. Well, I guess we're going to find those out before we have to shoot that down as well. She said things that are, well, he's an indirect attack here on racism, things that have affected my community and people. You know who's helped the blacks more than any of the Democrats? Donald Trump. But it doesn't make any difference because he could save the world tomorrow and it would be publicly in front of everyone and they'd still try to throw him out. There's no further. I mean, I think this is just the latest big story. They keep coming and going. And I mean, and that's both good and bad because, you know, in this country, we have a short attention span, except on things like the Russian collaboration. I mean, that'll go on forever. Trump's sexual behavior with women. I mean, these are the things that'll go on forever. But there's one thing, excuse me, that you can't stop. And that's the fact that stories come and stories grow, stories go. And the only thing that can stop it is an indictment. Coming back.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Wayne Rogers. You see me every week on the Fox channel talking about business, and somebody who's as good as I am, if not better, Stu Taylor. Listen to his Business Talk Radio Network.
I went to a garden party, reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories, play songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name.
All right, we're back talking about the exit of Manigault from the White House. And the reasons why, and we'll never know the real reasons, but people who leave the White House, unless it's voluntary for personal reasons or some other reason, there's generally this kind of friction. And she's looking at this about, and from a number of points, she denies she was fired. I don't know, but I'm kind of guessing she wasn't from the story. But she had a lot of concerns, and one of them was being a woman about the president endorsing Roy Moore. You just have to look deeper into this. And again, I'm not defending Roy Moore, and the more I think about it, although Doug Jones says he's going to be middle of the road, which would be fine, but. How many middle-of-the-road Democrats are there? Manchin from West Virginia, I like him a lot. I'd like to see him. Well, maybe he should stay there and be the voice of the ultra-conservative voice. When I say ultra, I mean it's a little bit of an exaggeration, but Manchin is terrific. He's my, you talk about favorites. I just think that guy is great. And he's a Democrat, so there you go. What about her concerns? Her views apparently didn't agree with Trump, but which one is the president now? Can you help me out on that? And it was on handling issues of race. Now he's indirectly a racist. And nothing reaction that Trump had that is becoming kind of the one of the hot, the center issues here in the talk against him. It's talking about what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, when a protester was killed. It's like Trump started this whole thing in Charlottesville. He made a comment, and I never even thought much of it. You know, there are good people on each side. You know, I mean, it was an inane comment. I'm sure there were some good people in the SS who, no, it's a bad comparison. I was going to say who had to go along with it. I don't want to make that statement because it's totally inaccurate, actually. But there was no ill intent on a comment that was harmless. And now he's blamed for Charlottesville. He's getting blamed for everything. It doesn't mean it's like George W. Bush. He was getting blamed for everything. That, if it's thunder and lightning, that was George W. Bush. Only it's the magnitude from what Nixon experienced and what George W. Bush experienced, and to a degree what Ronald Reagan experienced, because they poked at him as an idiotic clown who was too dumb to do any. Boy, Reagan was pretty smart. And I think it was last year or the year before, they found hundreds of papers that he wrote that were stimulating, intellectual. This is what happens when someone's out to get you. I mean, this is what happens. So she said also that she wasn't fired. She resigned. And said that the news coming out is 100% false. I doubt it. And she said she didn't do that in the residence of as being reported. John Kelly gave the information, and then the president, and it was done apparently very, very professionally. She wanted to make the one-year mark. That was one of the goals that she set out, and then get back. Oh, really? Well, why doesn't the United States of America attend to your personal goals? I don't know what you did. I don't know what you didn't do. But your certainly behavior after this dismissal has been abhorrent. There are many, many Sean Spicer and Steve Bannon. There are so many people who are exited from the White House, not forcibly. I don't like that term for it implies force, who left the White House, and they're all Trump supporters to this day. So she's saying, well, the assertions they're making against her, what do you got to support it with pictures or videos? And the answer is nothing. And even the Secret Service has denied claims that she was dragged away from the property, but acknowledged that her whatever passes she had, they were not authentic or reliable anymore. Now, I'm not assuming or making the statement that she's part of this collusion. Unfortunately, there's more than one group responsible for what's going on. There's a whole collection of groups, a large mass of enemies that Trump has. So it's difficult to. You know, I'm just not taking it that far, that she's part of the Obama group or part of the Hillary Clinton group. Well, when you talk about evidence with everybody being in collusion, what makes this collusion very, very real. And I think there should be an investigation into Bob Mueller. That's what I think. And I think something should certainly proceed with James Comey. Here, the evidence is overwhelming. And I've been talking about it on this show. If you watch Sean Hannity, he's been consumed almost with the same thing. But what Hannity does is he gets right to the heart of this. And I mean, you know, I can certainly name spokespeople in the media that may or may not do this, but there aren't many who have the guts and the intestinal fortitude. All I ask those people out there is if you have any doubts, and either no doubts, and this is very hard for people to do because reason and logic is gone, which is why I now have the pleasure of not dealing with any of this every day outside of my show or outside of the affiliations I have. That it doesn't matter what you do, it doesn't matter what you're saying, you need some strong voices out there, and they're not enough. All right, back. Go ahead.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
A promise was made. A promise that hit the beaches of Normandy. A vow that captured Iwo Jima. A contract that weathered Tet. A pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq. An IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earned. For help, visit DAV.org.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, I'm Harvey McKay, and author of Swim with the Sharks Without Being Eaten Alive. I can't thank you enough, Stu. The interview, I didn't like it. I loved it. And I love the way you change lives. I love the way you prepare to win, the way you do your homework. I like to surround myself with winners, and really look forward to having dinner with you in Boston very, very soon. Best of luck to you.
For so long, you and me been finding each other for so long, and the feeling that I feel for you is more than stronger. Take it from me. If you give a little more.
All right, we're back, and a lot of people think, well, how can Trump stop this this massive attack from all sides? The answer is he can't, because it won't matter what he does. He was hated from day one. He was hated for being a contemptible capitalistic businessman who has done so much, so much. I mean, the stories that you won't hear about, you're just not going to hear about if you don't already know them. This famous ice skating pond in Central Park, and nobody could get the job done, and it was depriving all these kids. And I think this explains Donald Trump. And he said he'll redo it at his cost. You need payment. So he got $1 to do the job and turn that into a beautiful, beautiful point of enjoyment for kids and adults. And he only had one request, that you name it the Trump Pond or whatever it's called, with Trump's name on it. Okay. He saved it. He spent his money. He got $1 for it. Let him name it. But no, there's criticism that he has to have his name everywhere. How many of you out there have achieved the success business-wise that Donald Trump has? How many of you out there have the right, well, you have the right to do anything, but have a basic claim in criticizing things? They've taken the Las Vegas and the Atlantic City casino collapse back in the 80s, and they've turned it into a strategic attack on Donald Trump for having all these people go out of work, and it's his fault that he took advantage. He fell like everybody else in Atlantic City, and at one point it looked like he was going to succumb to debt, but he was clever enough to talk the banks into staying with him and building up his empire to, I don't know how many billion, take your choice. It's either one or 10. It's somewhere in between. I don't know. If there's a chance to get him, you can be sure that they'll get him, and they go after him on every single front. So everything he does that's good, they turn into something. Bill Trump, he's in this presidency to make money. You take a look at this new tax reform bill that looks like it's going to pass. It benefits, first of all, from what I've heard, it doesn't. Trump says it's going to cost him money. No, my heart nor anybody else's is crying about that. They turn it around and say that Trump is going to have to pay less taxes, and he put this program through so he'd pay less taxes. This response borders on the insane. It really does. They are so frustrated that they can't find anything with substance to pin on him, and their best shot is now, I believe, a tainted Bob Mueller. And I will just tell you from having done this for a long time, quite often, most of the time, if they want to get you, they can get you. So far, there's been no hard evidence of anything. It's been a lot of this is personality related, and Trump's tweeting, for example. And what should he do about the tweeting? Should he continue it? Should he stop it? I think his record has superseded his social media idiosyncrasies. After every prediction about Trump's compulsive Twitter behavior, his addiction, has proved wrong. He didn't tweet his way out of the Republican nomination for the presidency. Spontaneous social media messaging, it did lose the race for Trump in the general election against that blank, 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 blank Hillary Clinton. Notice how I just can't say her name without saying something. And Trump hasn't tweeted his presidency into oblivion. Instead, his tweets have not just bypassed the most progressive media, they've sent it into a tizzy. And the media ends up looking stupid. And it's compounded by the mistakes and the misstatements and the lie and the fake news that comes out from the left. I wonder why America is so slow in reacting in toto, except for those diehard progressive leftists who are looking to move ahead at the expense of everyone else. I mean, you're never going to get a 100% unanimity, and I don't think we want a society like that. But in this fashion, there is a, excuse me here, as I clear my throat. Let me take a little sip here of juice. Hold on. Trump has bragged about having a large following on social media. And the big suggestion from everybody except, I am sure everybody except Donald Trump, is cut out the stupid tweeting. Cut it out. He's got more than 44 million Twitter followers. Can you believe that? Yeah, I think you can tell from that misspoken side. I don't use Twitter. It's just that I'm over inundated with what I'm doing right now. There are so many ways to communicate. And I don't put anything on Facebook. The only reason I use Facebook, and I mean, I don't have to. It's not going to, I don't think it's, well, I'm not going to evaluate Twitter. I mean, they're great means of communication if you need them. I don't like to get over inundated. I can't stand it when I go out and everywhere I go, people are at dinner and they got their cell phones on. And anyway, as Steve Forbes says, for every two steps, capitalism takes forward one step back. And the same, I believe, with socialism. He's got a point of view here. He can reach more people quickly this way and ward off his enemies. Nobody's got this kind of a following. But the big question is, and it's personality related, just why does Trump send out these personal inflammatory emails? And I mean, I'm not here to defend Trump. I'm not here to discredit Trump. I'm here to talk about what I see as we all have our own perception of reality, The media goes ballistic over his inflammatory Twitter on fake news. It's become part of the English language, hasn't it? Part of the lexicon. And the vast majority of Trump's electronic messaging really supports his daily activities and whatever his agenda is. He has created a Twitter empire. And from what I hear, his Twitter followers, this is really amazing, is much greater than the combined subscriber base of the New York Times and Washington Post. Can you believe this? And Barack Obama did a good job using social media. Trump has just absolutely blasted him away on this too. But it doesn't matter. Everything he does is wrong. Almost all the people who have climbed into the Twitter ring with Trump, from Hillary Clinton to the National Football League, have come out on the losing end. And I know this is kind of with a smile on your face, but think about it. Has he proven to be a better journalist and better conveyor of information than these people? He knows how to go for the jugular. And I believe if someone comes at you and you get punched, you got to punch him back. And Trump always says that. He's obviously changing the algorithm of these social media devices now with 240 characters. I'm not equipped to talk about that. I don't have any real knowledge about it because I choose not to. Trump's Twitter observations have, as I say, sometimes proved really bizarre. There's no doubt about it. He tweeted. I guess I'm going to have to tweet to go to a break. All right, we're coming back. We're going to talk about how to save money and not have so much stress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams.
So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50 or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio. IMIS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
Hi, I'm Ken Blanchard, co-author of The 1 Minute Manager and all kinds of fun leadership and management books. I've been interviewed by Stu Taylor a number of times, and I always look forward to it. He's really well prepared, he asks good questions, and it's just a fun dialogue with him because he's a tremendous learner. So I would recommend to you, any time with Stu is worth it.
Stress in your life, there's so many directions stress can come from. Good stress. There's good stress and there's bad stress. I think I'm going to talk a little bit about the bad stress. People don't like to deal with things involving financing. It is. It's very stressful. And joining us now to talk about it is Heather Watts, the Senior Vice President and General Manager of H&R Blocks. And by the way, is a company with a great reputation, and no, they're not an advertiser. General Manager of H&R Block's DIY tax business. Heather oversees all of the development, design, marketing, and end-to-end client experience of all H&R Block online software and mobile tax products and solutions. She also serves as executive committee member of the Free File Alliance. Very impressive. Heather, it's an absolute pleasure to have you here today. And what's all this about, DIY taxpayers who are willing to take on stress in order to save money?
Sure. Well, the majority of taxpayers who do it themselves are actually doing it because they're trying to save money, even though it is a stressful tax or a stressful process, excuse me. The good news is that there's a lot of free options out there, and one of them is H&R Block More Zero. And with H&R Block More Zero, about 6 out of 10 taxpayers can actually file both their federal and their state taxes completely free. And even for clients who are a little bit more complex, who may own a home or they may actually give charitable donations, they also would qualify to file under our H&R Block More Zero program.
What do the surveys indicate? How in-depth has the research been in terms of the stress factor of not doing this? And let me add the second part of the sentence here. How much has that affected, and what do you recommend for people when the tax deadline is up here?
Well, of the DIY taxpayers we surveyed, about 35% of them are actually starting to think about how they're going to file already, so before the end of the calendar year. And one of the best things to do, and one of the biggest advantages, is around getting organized. And one of the best ways to do that is actually to start taking pictures of documents that you have around the house and getting those organized into a digital vault, such as MyBlock, And then that way, when they're ready to do their taxes at any point next year, they'll have all those documents at their fingertips.
I think a big problem, and listen, I'm not perfect, although I come across as being perfect on the radio. I've led the perfect life, but you talk about preparing, and I prepare everything in advance. I avoid the stress of money by paying credit card bills as soon as they come in. I never have paid interest in my life on any of them. I prepare my taxes so far in advance, it's almost ridiculous, as early as I can. And I have to say that the only stress I may have is when I get the cost of what I have to pay. But what can people do to, you can put your psychologist hat on here, in order to, you're never going to remove it, but in order to decrease this stress?
Well, certainly getting organized is a key thing to start thinking about now. As it relates to the price, again, if you want to do your taxes yourself, the best way to do that is to seek out some free options, and those are available now. Again, H&R Block More Zero is a great way. You can get started today, and you can file whenever you're ready. And for most taxpayers, they would qualify for that. About 6 out of 10 would qualify to file both their federal and their state taxes, and then they can have that task out of their way.
Where can people go for help? Take a moment here and repeat it. If you can give them a website or more than one website to go for help, because we can accomplish not too much in this short interview.
Sure. You can visit hrblock.com and get help today. If you're using the product, you can use our tax pro review service, and that allows you to work with a tax professional, do your own taxes, work with a tax professional, and that tax pro will actually double-check the return on your behalf before you file to make sure you didn't miss any credit or deduction you're entitled to.
Okay, what are the biggest mistakes people, the taxpayers, generally make, other than either filing late and creating a lot of stress or something else? What are the biggest mistakes they make?
Probably the biggest mistake is not understanding what they're eligible for related to credit and deductions, which is why it's always good to ask for help. And another reason why using tax for review is really a security blanket around, hey, just make sure, check my work, and make sure that I did everything correct before I end up filing the return.
Heather, talk in terms of numbers, because this is what people most quickly identify with. Tell us how they can actually, how this translates into saving money in terms of what you offer.
Well, the H&R Block More Zero offer, again, allows you to file both federal and free taxes if you qualify, which most taxpayers would. And on average, that's going to save anyone between probably $50 and $100 if they typically file their taxes themselves.
We've got just about a minute left, and I know you've got so much knowledge to convey to the audience. I'd like you to come up with a summarizing statement here in the last minute and a half, something we haven't covered on air that you'd like to tell us.
Well, I would tell you, definitely start getting organized. There's tax reform coming. The good news is that it will not impact your tax return for the upcoming season. So it will only impact you when you go to file in 2019. But probably the best advice is just to start getting organized and start understanding how it may impact you so that you can plan throughout the 2018 calendar year.
Just a comment here on the new tax reform bill. Looks like it's going to pass. A nice simplified, shortened questions, which will obviously take away a lot of stress, a lot of answers. Just a quick here opinion on that.
Well, we certainly are anticipating that we'll have more details coming in the next few days. It will impact virtually every taxpayer in some way. And so, again, the best advice I can give you is as that starts to come out, is get educated and start to understand how those changes might impact you so that you can start planning.
All right. I want to thank you very much. It's been an absolute pleasure. And Heather Watts, H&R Block, this is Steve Taylor. See you tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,